We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Raleigh County Police Department Captain Tim Hagerty and Victim Advocate Coordinator Melissa Mosier. The law board meeting was quite a long meeting on Monday, a 2.5 hour meeting, in fact, and much of the meeting was spent discussing the unused personnel funds, end of year expenditures there. I guess it's estimated to be around $924,000, and so there were some proposals on how that money should be divvied up here towards the end of the year. There was quite a variety of things that were requested, weren't there?
Yes, there were. A little background is necessary. So when the law board approved our budget last year, so in 2019, Chairman Dawson added an amendment to the motion that required us to come to them when we wanted to use unexpended personnel funds, which is exactly what we did. And as an additional background information, about 88 to 90% of our budget is personnel, because by statute, the county takes care of our facilities issues. So things that are fixed within the building, and the county's rule of thumb is if it doesn't leave, if you were to ever leave the building, then it's our expense. If it's something that can be taken with you, then it's your expense. So we don't have a lot of capital expenses that a typical municipal police department would. So we have most of our budget is in personnel. And we budget for full employment, just like any entity would. That's what you want. You want to be fully staffed. But we aren't always. And so we, at the end of the year, we often have, in this case, we're estimated to have about $1 million in unused personnel funds, because positions remained open until we could fill them. And the director was quick to point out that positions are never held open in order to increase this, and they never have been. It's just a question of some years is very high turnover, some years is very low turnover. This year was one of the higher years of turnover, and so the money we have is personnel funds, and so we had a number of things that we felt we have to have and some of the things that we would like to have, and we presented that list and made the case for each item, and the law board ended up approving the entire list.
We have somebody wants, Scott, I guess, from Manhattan has a question. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes, sir. I had a family member who was sexually assaulted, and they didn't want to come forward. But always wanted them to come forward, but you know that's their right not to if they don't want to. But is there a statute of limitations in regards to that, if you could file a claim?
Not any longer. Up until about 2012, I believe the statute of limitations on there was a statute of limitations on rape. There no longer is. Because of some efforts of a victim of rape. So anything that happened in, and I'm guessing at 2012, but it was around that time. So any rape that happened after that, there is no statute of limitations, so it could be reported at any time.
Okay, thank you for that information. I appreciate all your hard work and dedication in trying to stop this.
You're quite welcome.
All right.
All right, thanks for the call. That was a good call. But getting back a little bit to the budgetary matters, one of those items that is a big need area is the IT. IT reserve fund. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
So in the world of policing, and probably in everybody's world, technology is becoming so pervasive, because it is extremely helpful, but it's also so expensive. And it's to the point now where the equipment is nothing. Hardware is a drop in the bucket. It's the software and the maintenance fees that are annual that really cause significant expense. And as an agency with a consolidated dispatch center, new radio system going in and having to buy our own radios, those expenses just keep creeping up. And what we're trying to do is avoid a huge spike in any one year by having essentially a savings account that we pay for IT expenses, certain IT expenses out of. So it's not such a shock to a system in any one year. For example, we have contracts for all kinds of things. And I'll just take our body-worn cameras, our tasers, our in-car cameras, things like that. And at some point, that contract is going to run out. And we're going to need to renew that. And the expense is likely going to be higher than it was originally. So what we try to do is to avoid having to take a huge hit in any one year by having that reserve fund available, because it's going to be used. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. We can't undo certain technologies. We can't take the MDTs out of, I mean, I suppose we could, but it would be a step backwards in many ways. Cameras are here to stay. Storage of that video is here to stay. Additional technology, new technology, better technology. We're looking at better tasers, more effective tasers, because we want our officers to be as safe as they can be, and we want to limit the injuries to citizens when we have to respond to active resistance. So as you're looking for the best thing, businesses are out there are always improving the best thing. It's like a TV. You think, all right, this is it. This is the one TV, and this is as good as it gets. And next month, guess what? There's a TV that comes out that has something that's even more advanced. And, oh, God, why didn't I wait a month? And I could have bought that TV. So it just keeps increasing. And unless you're willing to say, draw a line in the sand, and say, nope, we are not going to do anything more, and then you have run the risk of falling behind and then having to catch up. So for many years, we ran our IT department on kind of a small business philosophy and a duct tape and that kind of, when it breaks, we'll repair it. And oftentimes that meant a huge expense at one time rather than replacing things on a regular basis, which allows you to plan your expenses and allows you to spread out your debt. So now we're running on an enterprise philosophy that we are bigger than a little small business, and it is more cost effective to replace things on a regular basis rather than wait until things don't work, because your TV goes out. Okay, you can't watch TV. Our RMS goes down, or our dispatch system goes down. That creates huge problems because we're a 24/7, 365 business, and we're one of the only ones. So people will call us for things that they're really odd, but it's because we're available and we're open, and we may respond or we may not, but we're always there. So when 911 goes down, or when our phone system goes down, that's significant. So being able to keep up replacing switches and replacing servers on a regular basis and not wait until something breaks is critical to maintaining that continuity and uninterrupted service.
All right. I might ask you a couple more questions here. I got to take a break. On these unused personnel funds, especially in the discretionary items, there's a.
We can skip that.
We can skip that one. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll come back after this on News Radio KMAN.